This is Mark White.
And I'm Katie Smith.
And we're coming to you from the Butcher Meat Co. in Vonmont, Alabama, inviting you to the Butcher's 4th Annual Smoke and Flames Barbecue Cook-Off. Katie, tell us about it.
We are a KCBS-sanctioned event. We are still accepting teams. We're going to have arts and crafts vendors all day long, a kids zone, People's Choice Boston Butt Competition. You can try all the barbecue, Chuck Wagon Food Truck, best food truck in Cullman County. We're so excited.
Find out more information at butchersmokeandflames.com.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers 3 stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show on location at the Limestone County Courthouse. Right now, I have County Commissioner Colin Daly as we talk about a special event that took place here in Athens in Limestone County today. As we begin the month of September, we want to honor those who have taken their lives, veterans, and of course, we have civilians as well. This is a major problem in all facets of our society and community, and this is called Operation We Remember. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Colin Daly.
Thank you, Mark. It's always a pleasure seeing you, and thank you for all you do, and enjoy being on your show.
Tell me how this idea came together.
It came through the Veterans Affairs Office, and, you know, the Veterans Affairs Office is they're here in town, and Matt and them do a great job down there. And if you ever have any veteran services you need, benefits or anything, they're there to help you, and especially with situations like this. This is something that we've all got to stay in front of, you know, this suicide. I mean, it's not just in the military world, it's in the regular life, too, you know. And I think, you know, they're there to talk to people, you know, and you're just like me. You'll talk to somebody, you know. I mean, if anybody needs to talk to somebody, please talk to somebody, because that flag out there, I was telling, you know, there's 150 people and from October 1 to October 1 of last year that took their life to suicide, that's veterans in the state of Alabama. And that flag, not only the 150 flags out there represent 150 people, they represent so many more. The families they left behind, the loved ones, the spouse, the grandparents, the parents, the children, you know. And that's the thing for me, that flag, you know, we put that flag in the ground out there on this courthouse lawn. That flag represents probably 20 or 30 people that flag touches. So that's the thing, you know, we've got to stay out and, you know, and help the people in need. And like I said, just be that open ear. You know, you're in a talk show radio business. You know, you love talking to people, and that's what we do. We're here for each other. And I want to thank the Veterans Affairs and the courthouse for putting this on the courthouse lawn. The courthouse tonight will be red, white, and blue in honor of the fallen veterans, because they're fallen heroes.
When we think about an event like this, I had a buddy. His name's Van Booth. He served in the Army in the Middle East. And he walked across the country from California to South Carolina in 2019.
I remember the story. Great story.
And those type of efforts, what do you see as the benefit of people coming together like this today to have an event, something that's recognizable to say, we're standing here physically in support of those who may be considering taking their lives?
Well, and you just said it, support. I think when you have events like this where people come together and for a common good to support, and I mean, that's what I think, you know, I think that's the biggest thing, is bringing everybody together to show support. You know, I mean, I think that's that's the common denominator. We're all here to support. And, you know, when you take somebody who, you know, this organization, this is something that started throughout the state, and I hope it goes nationwide. I hope it makes it to the National Mall in Washington, D.C. You know, I mean, you know, this effort may start to where it gets to where it goes to that, you know.
What do you think about Matthew Bozegan?
His wife also runs the Family Resource Center. So they're both really involved, and, you know, that's the thing about it. They moved to this community, and moving to this community, you know, when you move to a community, you become part of a community. And they have both become part of this community, and they both work every day in the community. You know, and, you know, like I said, his wife runs the Family Resource Center down here where they help people out. He's out here with the Veterans Affairs. He came here from California. So, you know, I mean, when you move, I mean, that's the thing. You know, we're all – it's not just a, you know, we're just not Limestone County community. We're a community worldwide. You know, your show touches people in a region. You know, you touch people from Lawrence County, Tennessee, all the way, you know, Lawrence County, Lauderdale County, I mean, Madison, Giles County, Lincoln County. You know, we're all in this together in a region. And that's, you know, tonight, you know, the news media from Huntsville's here. You know, you're here. You know, when people hear about this, they won't be just Limestone County people hear about this. They'll say what Limestone County is doing to support it. And I'm like you. I'm proud of our home county for the effort that we're doing here. But, you know, it'll touch people outside of Limestone County.
And we had other county commissioners here as well today.
Yes,
to
sir.
Support this.
We had two others here today. Johnny Turner was here today, and Derek Gatlin. Both are really great commissioners. And that's the thing about it. A lot of times I'm the guy that gets out of here and talk or say whatever I say. But it's five commissioners in Limestone County and the city council and everybody. We're all in this together, and we're all here to support. And I can't thank my commission body enough for the things they do. You know, it's a lot we talk about, like the lights of the courthouse and all. It takes a commission body to keep stuff like that going. And I want to thank Derek and Johnny both for being here today to show their support for this great cause.
This might be something that would be helpful for someone on a county commission elsewhere listening. But when it comes to Alabama Department of Veteran Affairs and talking about Matthew and his role as Veteran Service Officer for Limestone County, where do you see that the county commission can lock arms with them and really enhance the effort?
Well, support. I mean, we supply them the office they're in. The county commission does. We supply them the office. And, you know, they came, they moved in. You know, they've been there for several years now. But when it started out, you know, I won't ever forget a guy, a friend of the communities, he was involved with them. And he come up and he said, can we get a sign down there? So the county commission makes them a sign. You know, we've done a lot of work to the office, you know, bringing up modernization. It was just an old office building, but there we supply them office. We supply them with, you know, we janitorial the building and things like that for them. So the support, I mean, you know, we have to, because if we can't throw a little bit of support to the people who fought and died for our right, for the freedom that we have, you know, what is county government for? I mean, we're stewards of taxpayers' money. So, I mean, and I want to thank my commission body for believing in supplying Matthew with the things he needs down there.
And the location is Limestone County Market Building, 1109 West Market Street, Suite B, Athens, Alabama. If you would like to call, it's 256-233-6459. If you'd like to email Matthew, that's matthew.bozigian@va.alabama.gov. Commissioner Daly, anything else?
I'm just, Mark, thank you for being here today, and I appreciate you, your friendship, and thank you for always out supporting the good things in the community. I've seen you out over the years, you know, and we've known each other for bukus of years. You know, you're the
I knew your mama before you.
You're the ever so shrinking Mark White right now, but you know, the ever so shrinking Mark White has been riding the commercial dryers that I joke about, hey. But you know, it is. It's great to see you out supporting the community, because the good stuff is what makes good communities, and you've always been real supportive of the good things in the communities, and I want to thank you and your show and your followers, because I know you have a following group just like everybody else has that believes in the common good, and there's good people out there. You know, as old saying goes, you know, you've always done the right thing supporting the good things, and I want to thank you for that, Martin.
Thank you, Colin. Right now, I have with me the mayor of Athens, Alabama, Mr. Ronnie Marks. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Mayor Marks.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you for what you do in this community. You've always been a strong supporter. This is another great event for our downtown, and it's especially critical and important that we remember, not just in September, that we are looking at, you know, a suicide prevention month, but we see flags out of here, 150 flags in a 12-month period of time, and when you start putting the names to those flags and then you put the family members to them, it's especially an emotional time, but it's a critical time that we need to stop and think, we're all in this together. I mean, this is about life and love and relationships, and if you see a brother in trouble, you need to be reaching out a hand. And I don't mean to sound corny about that, but I served in Vietnam 69-70. As I said earlier, I was fortunately, I spent 11 months and one day in rice paddies in the infantry in the northern part of Vietnam. Not a pleasant experience, but there were young kids. I went there when I was about 24. I had kids that, you know, my goodness, they still had runny noses, seems like. And it's just so critical that we recognize not just September, but we continue to say, hey, brother, if you need help, reach out a hand. We're here. And if you see somebody hurting, stop and say, hey, man, you okay? Or lady, you want to talk? Is there anything we can do? And that's just so important. We got a great community. I'm so proud of what we do here in this community. And we can do better. Always we can do better. So this is the thing. I appreciate you. Thank you.
One of the things that you bring up is the youthfulness of a lot of these individuals who join the military or maybe go into law enforcement, and they have ideas and dreams and goals and ambitions about
right.
what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Not everybody can handle the situations in the same way. Some people like yourself, you have thrived as an individual. Now you're mayor of the city of Athens. Some people are at home right now in a very, very dark place, and they were
right.
in the same place you were in. But we've got to be able to reach those people because they started out very young.
Yeah.
And we expect every single one of them to come out great, and that's not the way it works.
Well, we have a little bit of a tendency in this country, and I don't want to say just South, but say, hey, man, get over it. You know, and unfortunately, that's the attitude some people took when you got back from Vietnam. As I mentioned when I was giving a little talk a while ago, I don't remember coming home to a lot of violence and anger about me serving in Vietnam. I'm sure there were some out there. But as I said, I didn't get spit at, thrown rotten tomatoes at. We have a supportive community. But look, PTSD is real. Depression is real. Suicide is real. And when it starts touching you individually, then it really becomes real to you. So I just want to encourage everybody out there. Thank you for covering this. Thank them. Thank our Veterans Affairs Office for having this, or Matt and others to organizing it. And when you have 10% of the veterans come from Alabama, but 18% of the suicides in Alabama are veterans. Now, that is alarming and heartbreaking. So let's just do better. God bless each and every one of you, and God bless America and you as veterans. So thanks, Mark.
In just a few minutes, I'll have Matthew Bozegan. When he comes on the show, he's representing Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs, Veterans Service Officer, Limestone County.
Right.
How can the city of Athens work very closely with Matthew to help in his efforts?
Well, I personally visited with Matt and encourage other people to, belonging to some of the organizations like Vietnam Veterans Association, the Veterans Museum. The one thing that is a little alarming to me is veterans is oftentimes we're too fragmented. Instead of joining hands together, whether you're Air Force, Army,
Coast
Navy,
Guard,
Marine, Coast
the ones
Guard,
that get left out,
whoever,
left
yeah,
out sometimes.
Yes, and but we're all in this, and it is death by suicide, and it's real. Don't take anything for granted, and if somebody makes a comment like that, take it serious. Look, we got young kids that are struggling with depression, anger issues, bullying, and other things, and I know it doesn't directly tie into this, but it does. And it does because there are people that are hurting, and it's real. And so some people say, oh, just reach down, grab your bootstraps, pull them up, and get on with life. Well, some people don't have bootstraps, and they don't have bootstraps to pull up. So help out. See a brother in trouble, sister in trouble, help them out.
Mayor Thanks, Ronnie Mark. Marks, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White
thank
Show
you,
today.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you
Take
for
care.
What you do for the city of Athens.
Thank you, baby.
When we come back, we're going to have Matthew Bozegan. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All you have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on The Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
And we're back. Welcome back to the Mark White Show as we are here in Athens, Alabama at the Limestone County Courthouse. Operation We Remember. I have with me now Matthew Bozegan. Glad to have him as he represents the Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs. He's Veterans Service Officer for Limestone County. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Matthew.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Glad to have you. Let's talk about the importance of this event today. I would have loved to have seen more people come out, but the people who came, I believe that their intentions are good, that they want to help and they want to support what you're doing here in Limestone County.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. It was a great turnout. The support of Limestone County, our chairman commissioner was out here along with some of the other commissioners for the different districts. Our mayor of Athens was out here, a Vietnam veteran. And it's just to show support for the 150 veterans who took their own lives last year. It's a great county to be a part of, to work in.
Your role with Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs, how do you get out to the community what this represents? 150 in this state.
Yes, it is. And it's a problem that that our state's aware of. And so our job as VSOs, my job in this specific county is to make sure that veterans know that there are service officers who will help them navigate the process of the federal VA applying for benefits, compensation, pension, medical, HUD-VASH, homeless programs. And so to help them to do all the paperwork and to make sure that they know that it's all free to have us work for them and help them and help hold their hands and navigate through this process. And we couldn't do it without the Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs and our commissioner, Mr. Newton. Like I said before, his whole heart he puts into running probably one of the nation's largest veterans affairs departments.
Why do you care, Matthew?
One, I'm a veteran, and two, I think that it's very sad that the people that defend this country are taking their own lives, and I can't say or speak on why they're doing that. I just feel in my heart that it's very sad to see that the people that defended our freedoms are taking their own lives, and I just want to make sure that I do my part and in stopping that and trying to help prevent that and make sure that veterans know that there is help out there.
If somebody were listening to this right now and they were struggling, whether it be a veteran or not, what would you say to that individual that's in that really dark place right now to try to help them?
I would beg them to please reach out to their county VSO, whether they're in my county or different county, please come see me. We take walk-ins, we take appointments. I'll stay after hours for a veteran. I'll come on a Saturday or a Sunday to help a veteran that can't get here through the week. Like, I'll do whatever it takes to help that veteran to make sure that they know that they're not alone. And it can't be easy navigating all the paperwork and trying to understand how all the benefits process works. I mean, it's a very complicated system. And so I want to do whatever I can to help every veteran and every family member of a veteran, because there are benefits for survivors of veterans that they're not aware of. I just want to make sure that all veterans and family members of veterans are taken care of.
Obviously, Matthew, we would like to see networking between city, county, your organization, Alabama Department of Veterans, across the state, and have solid, great relationships. I believe you spoke to the fact that there is a special relationship here in Limestone County that you feel like the City of Athens and the Limestone County Commission has with your organization. Let's talk about that for just a minute.
Yeah, it's great to have the support from the county and the city. It's a lot easier, and I can't speak on every county in the state as far as Alabama Veteran Affairs, but I can speak on my county that having the support of your mayor and your commission, your county commission's office, it just makes my job so much easier. And again, our commissioner Newton is fully 100% involved with us doing outreach and getting out in the community and sharing our resources and trying to create more resources for the veterans in that community, in that county. So again, I can't take all the credit, because without our mayor and our county commissioner, I wouldn't be able to do the things that I do.
Matthew, I want you to be able to share how you want veterans to connect with you in Limestone County, and the broader picture, because I have multiple radio stations that carry my program around the state of Alabama, and I would like for them to have information to reach out to connect wherever they are to make sure that they get the tools, the services that they deserve.
Yeah. So great question. Any veteran or family member veteran can go on the Alabama Department of Veteran Affairs website, and there's a county VSO locator page, and almost every county has a VSO in that county. And on that, when you click on that county, it will give you the address, phone number, and email and name of the supervising VSO in that county. It's a very easy page to navigate through. You know, if they wanted to reach out to me specifically, they can email me at matthew.bozigian. It's matthew.bozigian at va.alabama.gov. They can call me on our office phone here in Athens. It is 256-233-6459.
And the physical location is Limestone County Market Building, 1109 West Market Street, Suite B, Athens, Alabama. Matthew Bozigian, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
I appreciate you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for the work you're doing with the Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs and your role as Veterans Service Officer here in Limestone County.
Yes, sir.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged by this special show, Operation We Remember. Let's remember, as Mayor Mark said, not just in September, but year-round. I want you to share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. And also, you can subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts. This has been an on-location edition of the Mark White Show, coming to you from the Limestone County Courthouse in Athens, Alabama. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Some gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.